This is shocking news. This is so shocking that I've got my shocking sound effect ready for you when I tell you. But Quality Street have gone a one step too far. Quality Street, I will no longer be buying because they've included white chocolate. Why would you do that? Why would you include white chocolate in a... White chocolate has its place. When you're 5 years old and you want to be the Milky Bar kid, or you want something that's not going to stain your top when you're about 3 or 4 years old. But as an adult, I don't think, you know, white chocolate doesn't have a place anymore. I don't get it. If you like white chocolate and you're grown up, then I want to speak to you. Because I quite frankly think you're a bit weird. I don't like... I mean, white chocolate for me makes me feel a little bit sickly. It's a little bit too much. Normal chocolate, even dark chocolate all the way, but white chocolate is just a bit... White chocolate is for chilled... Hiya, Mags. How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm not so bad, thank you. How are you?
Not bad at all. So, go on, tell me about white chocolate then, because I think everyone's a bit weird if they like it when they're older.
Well, I absolutely adore it. It's my favourite chocolate of all time. I just absolutely love it. And every year, my hubby buys me a massive, massive white Toblerone for Christmas. And if he can't get hold of one, I'm just massively disappointed.
What do you
say? So I just love it.
You see, the thing is, when I was a child, which wasn't that long ago, it was only kind of like 35, 40 years ago.
Right.
My mum and dad never let me have normal brown dark chocolate because I used to get food everywhere. So white chocolate was their version of treating me without staining all of my T-shirts and all my tops.
Right. I used to have Caramac bars when I was a kid. So what? I don't know if they didn't stain, I don't know.
What are they called?
Caramac. Caramac?
No?
Oh my God, you haven't lived. You haven't lived if you haven't had the Caramac. They still sell them, so you must go out and buy one.
I've never heard of a Caramac bar.
Haven't you?
No.
It's like a bar of chocolate and it's like very pale brown. It's not milk and it's not milk, you know, it's not milk chocolate and it's not white. It's sort of in between.
Oh.
You've got to try one.
Oh, wow. So, white chocolate in a Quality Street, do you agree? Are you happy with that?
Oh, I am more than happy with that. As long as there's loads of them, I reckon half white, half milk, that'd do me.
Oh, bless. Mags, thank you. You are my first call on my first week here on this radio station.
Right. So, I'm sorry about that. I'm sure you could have spoke to somebody far more interesting
I've had loads of calls, but I think people think I'm Jeremy Beadle or Noel Edmonds or something, because I'll go, do you want to go on the radio with me? And they'll go, no, not with you, no. I'm like, oh, right, okay. I'm not going to...
Well, I've done it now, so other people follow now.
Yay! Mags, I love you. Thank you very much for that.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
You too. Hi, Vicky, you all right?
Hello, hiya.
Now, I'm glad you're on my side of things. Explain to me what you told me a little bit earlier about white chocolate.
Okay, well, I am now very much on your side. Because I've never been a big fan of white chocolate anyway. It's always been a bit sickly, if you ask me. But I work in a primary school, and not long ago we had a gentleman come in to teach the children for a special one-off, like special day, all about chocolate and its history and how it was first, you know, brought to Britain and all that type of thing. Anyway, and he taught us that, believe it or not, white chocolate is nothing but butter and sugar. It is literally cocoa butter and sugar. There's no proper, like cocoa solids in it at all. So, like, dark chocolate, he said, is actually the healthiest chocolate you can buy because there's hardly any fat in it.
Oh, hang on. Can you just say that again about the dark chocolate, the darker chocolate?
So he said dark chocolate is very healthy for you.
Oh, yes! That is what we need. That's what we need. Yeah. More chocolate.
Yeah. So he kind of, like, put myself and the teacher who I work with, who've both got children a similar age, and they're growing up now, but when they were little, like, she said, I used to give my children white chocolate buttons, and it's just nothing but butter and sugar, so she's horrified, and it's put us both off now for life. So,
actually, you're right there, because as a child, my parents never gave me normal chocolate, I would class as, you know, white chocolate,
right,
only I was allowed to have as a child up until I was about 30, because I used to get all the food, all over me. So I was only allowed white chocolate because it seemed to be a bit cleaner and easier to clean anyway. But that's an eye-opener. So let's take a vote. I know where your vote's going to go, but a vote between white chocolate versus brown or dark chocolate.
Oh, absolutely. It's got to be brown chocolate.
Oh, yes. Well, have one of those. Thank you very much. Vicky, have a wonderful day. Do you want to give your school a shout-out?
Oh, thank you. It's Glen Abbott Primary School near Hollywell.
Fabulous. Have a wonderful day.
Lovely. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Hello, Liz. How are you?
All right, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad. Not so bad. So tell me about Caramax then. You love them, don't you?
Yeah. It's all like little squares of chocolate.
Little squares of chocolate, yeah.
Yeah, little, you know, in a bar.
Right, and do they crack when you eat it? Because it's caramel, no?
No, they're just very chewy.
Ooh, see, I'm liking this. Listen, I've got something to tell you anyway, Liz, and I'm making out I've not seen one before, but somebody's brought me something. Suzanne has just been in, right, Liz, and brought me a caramilk. Now, apparently, the Caramac has been rebranded as Caramilk.
I don't know about that.
I didn't know about that either. So, even if it is or not, Suzanne, thank you very much for that. I'm going to eat that for my dinner in a bit. Anyway, Liz, thank you very much for that as well. So, if they do original Caramacs, I need to find those. But as a second best, that'll be quite nice, that Caramilk.
Mm.
Lovely. Liz, thank you for that.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.